Han hun har gjev opp og gjev opp vinser på. Amen. This week we celebrate Thanksgiving in the United States. Celebrating Thanksgiving next week. Are you guys excited? Yeah, I know why you're excited. It's because there's no school next week. And that's something to be thankful for. And it's a great gift of our past great presidents. Did you know that George Washington and then Abraham Lincoln, they put aside this special day in this country where we thank God for all the gifts we have? What are some of those gifts? Your mom and dad. Nora. The water you drink. The food you eat. This country, this church, your home. But having a Thanksgiving Day brings up a funny question, doesn't it? Is Thanksgiving Day the only day of the year that we're supposed to be thankful? No. Just like we only have one birthday, but you're alive every day. Just like we have one Mother's Day, but we celebrate mothers and what they do for us every day in the same way, we are to celebrate Thanksgiving not just once in November, but every month and every week. And actually, that is just what Sunday is, Kiraki, the Lord's Day, in the Armenian church. Thanksgiving Day, every single Sunday. How do we know that? Well, first, it's one of the very words we use for Sunday worship, correct? What is one of the words we use for Sunday worship? Eucharist. And Eucharist is simply Greek for thank you, Evharisto. Every time we receive Holy Communion, which you just did, we say thank you to God for all of his gifts of life, but especially for his greatest gift, his Son, his very heart, who gives us life. And we even sing out thanks throughout the whole Badarak. Right step on, we have Gohanamk, which means we thank you. We have Litzak, which is we thank you for filling us. In fact, here's the words that we just sang. We have been filled with your good things, O Lord, by tasting of your body and blood. Glory in the highest to you who have fed us, you who continually feed us. Send down upon us your spiritual blessings. Every Sunday in church, we say thank you literally in 100 different ways, ritual, church, chants and prayers. And so it's not too much of a stretch to say that all we do in church is practice saying thank you. And there's actually a wise monk from many, many centuries ago who said, if the only prayer we ever say in our life is thank you, that will be enough. And as the monk said, this is not just a church thing. This is an entire life thing. Everything we do in church is just practice that's then supposed to be applied outside of church. And if we can develop this attitude of gratitude in church, it will lift up all things in our life, especially the hard things. Another wise Christian said that we sanctify whatever we are grateful for. We sanctify whatever we are grateful for. That is, gratitude, grace is something of a superpower. Being thankful is like a superpower because it turns everything better. It lifts everything up by God's grace. Has this ever happened to you? You aren't feeling good about something, or you're worried, or you're anxious. But if you can remember to feel thankful, it turns the whole thing around. This happens to me daily, to be honest with you, daily. But so I won't feel too bad about myself, we see in today's reading that I'm in good company, and maybe you too. The disciples were always worried, and they were always anxious, and for good reason, because following Jesus is the greatest challenge of anyone's life. But Jesus patiently teaches them and us that being thankful is all about learning how to see correctly. Look at the grass, says Jesus. Look at the birds. Look at the flowers. They don't worry. They are simply what they are by God's design and by God's care. Same with you and me. Don't worry. You are simply who you are by God's design and who you were made to be. Notice and be grateful for the simple miracles. Yesterday I baptized a six-month-old, and then I went to a one-year-old's party. And I want to remember what they know. They know that everything is gift, that everything is wonder, and we can trust in God to care for us. And once we really remember and know and believe that every day and everything is a gift, what then is the automatic response? The automatic response is to pay it forward to others, everyone, anyone, God. And that's why also our discipline of stewardship is so important, because it's practicing the truth that God the Father is a generous giver, and so are we sons and daughters of the Father. And so it's easy to be skeptical and think that stewardship is just a different way to fundraise, but I know, and many of you know, that you're a better person, and I'm a better person, because I am learning how to give. I'm practically speaking becoming a better Christian by learning how to give. Giving time and talents and treasure, yes, to St. Hagop, we love St. Hagop, but to everyone and anyone that you choose, so long as we're generously paying forward the generous gifts that have come to us. And as we learn to do this, we'll not only grow healthy and strong as a church community, we'll also be healthy and strong as individuals with that superpower of gratitude and giving. And then Thanksgiving, it won't just be one day of the year, it will be every day. And this gratitude is truly the only prayer and only practice we need to be happy and healthy and whole in this life unto the next, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.